This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we are in the season of seeking the face of God. And even as we pray, I want us to tap into one of the mysteries of the kingdom that God has given to us so that we can continually walk in victory. Hallelujah. And that mystery is the mystery of shouting. Somebody say shouting. Somebody say shouting. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I've titled my message tonight, Shouting, the Shout of Victory. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 47 verse 1, it says, oh, clap your hands, O you people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Can we clap our hands, O people? Can we shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph? Can you shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph? Hallelujah. Notice it does not say clap and shout in a shout of defeat. It says a shout of triumph. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says praise be to God who always causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Why do we thank God? Why must we shout? We must shout for what we have seen already in our lives. We are going to look at different reasons why we must shout unto God. Number one, we must learn to shout for the things, for the great things that we have seen God do in our lives. The Bible says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, I read the NIV translation. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. We are expected to continually give thanks to God. We are expected to look back and see what God has done in our lives and we give him thanks. This morning, by accident, as I was going through my notebooks, I came across an old notebook. In it, I was writing my prayer requests to God. I remember those days when we were starting, things were so tough. I saw on my list, I literally had the price. I knew the price of everything. I said, God, if you don't give me pawns, I won't have pawns. I wrote the price there. I needed an eyeliner. I said, the price of an eyeliner is this. And God, in his mercy, he met every need because when we trust him, he's faithful and true to see to it. I was also going through that same list. I remember those days we only had two people that were working full time in the church, plus pastor and I making it four. And I wrote everyone's salary. And I said, God, if you don't pay these people their salaries, it is your name that will come under shame. And God met that need over and over. And today we are standing by the mercy and the grace of God. As a church, we employ 21 people. 21 people who are earning a decent salary. Do you know what that means? It means 21 families. 21 families every month say, thank you, Jesus, for our life church. Hallelujah. It can only be the mercy of God. It can only be the kindness of God. That is why you need to look back and say, Father, I thank you. The Bible, we learn of the word todah, which means to worship God for what you have, for what you have not seen yet and what you have not received yet. We must be a people that learn not just to thank God for what he has done, but also to thank him for the things we have not seen yet, for the things we have not received yet. I know there are some things that you've seen in your life, but I've come to let you know that there are still great things that you will yet see. There are things you have encountered in your life as you're seated here that there was a time you couldn't even imagine that it would be possible. The Bible says he causes threat to fall on our path. There is yet things that will fall on your path that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived. It means it doesn't matter where you are today, God is not done with you yet. Tell your neighbor, God is not done with me yet. Hallelujah. Therefore, we learn to praise him in advance, knowing and telling him that we know, Father, that you are yet to do great and mighty things. We must learn to praise God while we are still going through certain things. We don't only praise him when we have arrived. We praise him sometimes when we are still going through the most. In the Bibles, we meet a man by the name of Jonah. Jonah finds himself in a situation that he brought himself to that situation. It was out of his own disobedience. It was out of his own mess that he found himself in the belly of a whale. Oh, but he remembered how to get out of difficult situations. The Bible says while he was still in the belly of a fish, he began to give God praise. The Bible says in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 9, he said, "But I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. I don't know what brought you there. Maybe you brought yourself into that situation. Or maybe the circumstances of life have brought you into that situation. Maybe other people have brought you into that situation. But I've come to let you know that the Lord always makes a way of escape when you know how to engage Him in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. There is a way of escape for you tonight in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm saying there is a way of escape for you in the name of Jesus. And that way is a way of thanksgiving. The Bible says, "But I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving." You could have imagined that under the water, nobody can hear him. You could have imagined that in a stomach of a whale, surely who can hear his voice? But he knew that the Almighty, Almighty, the Inkosi Amakosi, who is everywhere at all times, can still locate him in the whale of a fish. Hallelujah. Child of God, you must still learn to praise him while you're still in it. I said, praise him while you're still dealing with some issues. While there are still things that are contending for your life, praise him. When you still have bills that needs to be paid, it's month end right now. Your mind has been racing. You've been saying, I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I've come with a secret tonight. I'm saying to you, praise him in it. Tell your neighbor, praise him in it. I said, praise him in it. Hallelujah. You're waiting for the results of your interview. You've been receiving rejection after rejection. The enemy has worked hard to discourage you. But I've come to let you know that if only you know how to lift up your voice in praise and say, Father, this season I praise you. I give you glory. I've gone for the last one. It didn't work, but you are still God. I have done another one and I declare that you are God. You are a way maker. Hey, you are a story changer. Hallelujah. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. You're still in it. You're still fighting depression. Yes, you come to church, but you know that when you get home, you can't sleep at night because you're battling depression. I am saying to you, in the midst of that depression, lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you. Why do you thank him? Because you know you will not remain there forever. That as you thank him, depression loses its hold over you. Hallelujah. You are living in an unhappy condition, working in an unhappy and a toxic environment. You still say, thank you, Jesus. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? The Bible says in the book of Jonah, chapter 2 verse 9, where we said, he says, I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving has a voice. Thanksgiving is not something you say, I'm grateful in my heart. When you are genuinely grateful, you open up your mouth. You know, you get to that place where you thank God and thanksgiving, the spirit of praise overtakes you. You even begin to sing and create your own song. Because gratitude has taken over. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you know, after he has thanked God in verse 10, it says, then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah out onto the beach. He engaged the mystery. And God, who cannot resist the praises of his people, the Bible says he caused the whale to vomit him. Listen, when you thank God while you're still in it, God has no choice but to get you out of it. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Because the kingdom we belong to is the kingdom of principles. And God cannot deny his word. As you begin to thank him, You thank him and you say, Father, I don't know how, a way out, but I know you. I know you by name. Your name is Jehovah. And that is who I'm going to praise. Your name is Waymaker. Hallelujah. I declare over somebody that as you give God thanks tonight, that situation will vomit you in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has swallowed tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost, it is released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those of you who are still in it, God says, watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. Watch if I will not open you up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you cannot contain. Why? Because thanksgiving is power. Thanksgiving is power. Glory to God. And I say this all the time. When you come to me and say thank you, I will ask you, what are you thanking me for? That is why when you thank God, you must be specific about what you're thanking him for. And don't just make it specific, make it personal. If you go to your husband and say, I thank you for being my husband, and I thank you, I thank every other man, it loses its value. Hallelujah. When you tell God thank you, let him know that he is all you are grateful for. Let him feel how passionate you are. Genuine thanksgiving comes with passion. Hallelujah. It is not something that we say because that is what we are taught to say in church. There is something that is boiling in your spirit that is grateful. Learn to give passionate gratitude to God. Glory be to Jesus. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father. We owe him thanks because he has made our lives better. Yes, he has. He has. There is a baby song that says, Kajenu ribatu. Whether he's paid you, but I can see. But it says, Kajenu ribatu. Hallelujah. If you think you don't know what to thank him for, thank him that you can pray. Thank him that he has allowed you to call his name. Hallelujah. Thank him that he has revealed himself to you. Hallelujah. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you shout with a voice of triumph and say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Because when we thank God, we activate the rain of blessings. Hey, it's about to rain tonight. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26. He says, I will bless my people and their homes around my holy hill. And in the proper season, I will send the showers they need. There will be showers of blessings. Hey, I declare over your life that as you give God thanks, there will be showers of blessings over your home in the name of Jesus. Showers of blessings over your livelihood in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say showers of blessings? Some showers of blessings. Showers of blessings. We thank him because we know that there are certain things only he knows. Only he knows. Sometimes even the person that sleeps next to you doesn't know all of your thoughts. They don't know all of your fears. They don't know all of your concerns. But he knows it all. He knows it all. Say he knows it all. Hallelujah. He knows the nights that you've laid awake. You know, you even were not sure if you will wake up in the morning. But he preserved you. He did not allow you to lose your mind over that issue. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That he has become your confidant. You can be honest with him without the fear of being judged. You can tell him your innermost thoughts. I always say that God does not have a complex issue. Hallelujah. He does not have an inferiority issue. You might say it even in a way that you think he doesn't like, but he understands you. There are things you have said to him in anger. He's not angry with you. He understood exactly why you are saying it and where you are. And he did not judge you for it. Instead, he sent you help. Why won't you thank him? Why won't you give him praise? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Because when we give God thanks, we remove, you know, we dig a grave for our ego. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is like a shovel that takes debt off you. Pride is very easy. It's very easy to forget that it was God who brought you where you are. That is why he says in Deuteronomy 8, he says, do not forget that it is the Lord who gave you the power to become rich. Hallelujah. Every time you give God thanks, you put a tombstone on your personal agenda. Because sometimes what we are dealing with, what we call visions, what we call dreams, is our own agendas. It's all our own ambitions. That is why sometimes we end up in places where we don't know how to bring ourselves out, because what we thought it was God, it was our ambition. What we thought it was God, it was our own agenda. Oh, but thanks be to God for his mercy. Thanks be to God for his mercy. The songwriter said, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Oh, where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would you be? Where would you be? Where would you be? Tell your neighbor, where would you be? Say, where would you be? Hallelujah. Someone was speaking, you know, in their office. They had a picture of a tortoise that was sitting on top of the fence. And somebody asked, why do you have a tortoise, a picture like this? What does it represent? And the person said, every time I look at this picture, I ask myself the question, how can a tortoise get there if somebody did not lift it and put it there? Because a tortoise does not have the ability to climb. Hey, I'm saying to somebody here today, you know yourself. You know you're sitting on that chair because somebody lifted you. You know you're sitting in that boardroom because he lifted you. You know you're sitting in that marriage, not because you're the most beautiful. Hey, it is purely his mercy. You know you have that child, not because you're the most fertile. It is the mercy of God. It is the mercy of God. Hallelujah. In one way or another, we all are like that tortoise. We can testify that I am what I am by the mercies of God. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Some of you have been so fooled to think you got to where you are by your own strength. You think it was your education. You think it was your hard work. I've come to remind you today that it is the mercy of God. Because if not for his mercy, you can't even work hard. If not for his mercy, you can't even get a qualification. It is his breath in your lungs. It is his mind that he has given. Hallelujah. You think you got the idea by yourself. It is his ideas. It is his ideas. The people helping you, it is him sending you help. Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? Can somebody say thank you, Jesus? When do we thank God? When do we shout? We shout even in seasons of sickness. Hallelujah. In the word of God, we see a man by the name of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was terminally ill. He had been, he was in a dying bed. He had seen one doctor another, but it was very clear that he has come to the end of himself. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah 36, verse 18, I read the TPT translation. It says, Lord, it is because of your kindness that life is given. It is in you that my spirit lives. Now restore my health and give me life again. He didn't just start by saying, restore my life. He didn't just start by saying, give me life. He started praising this God who is life himself. He started giving thanks to this God who is the giver of life. Actually, when he boasts about himself, he says, I am the bread of life. Anyone that eats of me shall live. Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your voice and say, thank you, Father, for my life. Thank you, God, for healing me. Hallelujah. We must learn to thank God even when we are not sick. But we thank God for our health. Glory be to Jesus. You must say, thank you, Father, because I'm able to eat. There are people who have the money to buy food but can't eat it. Let you say, thank you, Father. I know that even as I give you thank, these kidney stones will pass. I thank you, Father, because as I give you praise, this high blood pressure is coming down. Hallelujah. I give you thanks, oh God, because as I give you thanks, my ears are opening up. My hearing is coming, is getting better. Hallelujah. I know they said I need a knee replacement, but Father, as I leap in your presence, as I give you thanks, I thank you, Lord, that my knees are restored in your presence. Hallelujah. Child of God, I believe in the supernatural God. I believe in the God who does the impossibilities. If only we know how to work with him. If only we know how to engage his power. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? As you're going for that dialysis, you say, thank you, Father. Because this dialysis is coming to an end soon. Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that this chemo is about to be cut off because you're at work in me. Thank you, Father, for the lump in my breast is disappearing. Thank you, Father, because these ovaries will not erupt. Thank you, Father, because these fibroids are disappearing out of my body. Thank you, Father. Can somebody say, thank you, Father? Thank you, Father. Glory to God. As you give him thanks, the spirit of suicide that you don't even know has entered your house leaves. Because some of you don't even know that your child is battling suicide right now. But as you lift up your voice in that house and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Whatever spirit is hiding in any corner, it vacates. As you give God thanks, that child is broken free from that addiction. As you give God thanks, soul ties are destroyed. Ah! Because at his name, chains fall. Glory be to Jesus. He gives you a clean bill of health. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank him for touching you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Glory to God. Because when he works in you, he works inside and he works outside. And he leaves you without side effects. And that God is at work here tonight. Hallelujah. As you give him thanks, he heals you even from diseases you have not been diagnosed of yet. Yes. You're walking around feeling healthy. Hey, my sister. It just takes one visit for your story to take a flip. But as you thank him, and you say, Father, I thank you because you take sickness away from us. Oh, he begins to heal you even before you're diagnosed anywhere. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. As you thank him, he delivers you from generational diseases. You thank him, you say, what killed my grandmother will not kill me. What killed my mother will not kill me. What killed my father will not kill me. Because you are God in my life. Hallelujah. Can you say you are God in my life? Can you shout it? You are God in my life. You are God in my life. Why do we thank him? We thank him because he is our provision. He is our bread. Glory be to Jesus. In the book of Luke chapter 22 verse 19, the NLT translation, it says he took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He is our provision. He is our source. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus thanked God for the bread that was put in his hand, and the bread began to multiply. The prayer we pray before we eat, every time before you eat, you say, thank you, Father, for the food we are about to receive. Isn't it? Even before you take it, you say, thank you, Father, for the food we are about to receive. That must be a prayer you must pray every day. Because we pray, give us this day our daily bread. That means there is an expectation to receive from him. The Bible says he daily loads us with benefits. You must learn to say thank you for what we are about to receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what the blessings we have not seen yet, but we know that blessings are coming our way. Thank you for the salary increase that is coming my way. Yes. You thank him for the increase that is coming your way. Because it is his covenant with us. The Bible says the Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. You must begin to thank God for blessing you with your own house. Thank him for taking care of you as a tenant. Ah, but he's not done with you yet. Thank him because he is about to make you a landlord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And those of you who are landlord, you continue to thank him for helping you to pay bill, to pay that house quickly. And blessing you with even more territories. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we eat, we say thank you for what we're about to receive. The question tonight is, what are we about to receive? We are about to receive everything you wrote on your prayer card. Did you hear what I said? You are about to receive everything you wrote on your prayer card. You are about to receive everything you are praying about today. Because there is someone here today who said, yes, Pastor said we must fast. But today I'm not just fasting because they said we must fast. There is something I need God to do in my life. Hallelujah. Hey, there is an answer to that prayer. There is an answer to that prayer. The Bible says, for this is the confidence that we have in him. That we, what else, whatsoever we ask, according to his will, he hears and answers us. What is it that you are about to receive? You are about to receive what your enemies didn't want you to have. Ah, you didn't hear me. You are about to receive what your enemies didn't want you to have. There are people who have looked at you and said, people like you, you don't have this, you don't get this, and you will never get it. There are even those who have even vowed and said, this one will never get it. Pastor has shared with you a story before. We went to get his t-shirt for running one day at the stadium. And he went inside. I was in the car. The door, the window was open. And a man was on his phone. And he said, I vow with my life, she will not get that position. As long as I'm here, she will not get it. And when we came, he came down and I said, I told him, he said, we held our hands and we declared that God, you who promote man, override his words. The Bible says, who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Hallelujah. What they have vowed, you will not have. As you give God thanks, you will have it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're about to receive what your credit says you don't qualify for. Ah. Yes. As you give God thanks like a crazy person. You see, thanksgiving is in levels. Hallelujah. When you see some of us giving God thanks like crazy women, it is because I understand that without God, I cannot get anywhere. That without God, I can't do anything. But because I understand the mystery of thanksgiving, I dance the way I dance. I sing the way I sing. I shout the way I shout. Because I understand that it is the mystery of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Pastor will get us, you know, in the house. He will sometimes say, he says, for the next 30 days, for 30 minutes, we will just thank, we will just dance before God. And we will get there and we'll be, this can go, though. I never see your typo. This can go, though. Blessed be your holy name. We will dance like crazy people. And by the time those 15 days or whatever days he has set expires, a miracle is guaranteed. It is a mystery of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Why do we thank God? You must thank him for your family issues. Hallelujah. Because every family represented here has issues. Hallelujah. I always say that just as our faces differ, so do our issues differ. The same way that Naomi was a woman of God, but she was a woman with issues. She was a woman with family issues. Hallelujah. Some of you, your family issues are issues of wounds. Everyone in that family is wounded. That is why you try to speak to this one, you offend them, they offend you, you offend, everybody is offended because it's a wounded family. Ah, but as you give God thanks, the balm of Gilead will touch those hearts and heal even the least of the children. Some of you, your family issues are issues of betrayal. Some of you, your family issues, like Naomi, it's pain everywhere. Everywhere you turn, it's pain. Some of you, it's issues of loss. Dealing with loss over and over and over. Every year, you're burying somebody important. Every year, you're burying somebody that is a core to that family. Ah, but as you engage the mystery of thanksgiving, you begin to say, Father, with long life, you will satisfy this family. Father, I thank you and I decree a new day over this family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You begin to say, Father, in spite of it all, we are still standing. Maybe your own family issue is that you look at that child, all your children, all five of them, all of them have got one potential or another. But none of them, not even one, is becoming anything significant. Ah, you must give God thanks for a turnaround. You give God thanks that that potential will not be hijacked by the devil. God, the Bible says, we did not give birth for trouble. As you begin to give God thanks for those children, calling them one by one, calling them by their names in the place of thanksgiving, God begins to cover them and hover over them and begin to open up their potential. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you, your family issues is that, you know, your pain is that you're in a marriage, but it feels like you're roommates. You have become roommates in the house. You have been, you know, you've spoken about it, but it's falling to deaf ears. And there is a pain in your heart that you cannot explain. Ah, but as you begin to thank God, you begin to thank God that, Father, you are the God of new wine. You are the God of new wine. I'm not giving up on this marriage. We might not be seeing eye to eye right now. But I thank you because the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of God. And he turns it to any way he wants to. Some of you, your family issue is that that person that you love so much, you see them making decisions that are taking them down and down and down and down. You thought this decision was the worst they could ever make. They wake up tomorrow, they make a worse decision. Ah, but as you give God thanks, that story is about to change in the name of Jesus. It's about to change in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you, your issue is that you have not had peace, you have not had joy, because you have lost someone you love dearly. And you've been saying to God, Father, since she died, things have not been the same. Since that child died, it has not been the same. God, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best to wake up and I'm going to work, but I feel dead inside. Or it might not even be the case of death, but it might just be the case of divorce. Hallelujah. Where you're still seeing that person, and every time you see them, the pain is triggered. Ah, but as you give God thanks, he goes into that place that hurts the most, and he heals you. Hear me and hear me well. God is looking for someone who is saying, this praise, Lord, is for the healing of my family. This worship is for the deliverance of my household. This worship is for the salvation of my household. Hallelujah. This salvation for my children to come back to God. Listen, God is looking for someone who is saying this praise is for the execution of the judgment written. Listen to what the scripture says in Psalm 149 verse 9. It says, if you read from before, it's talking about praise. It says to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time we give God thanks, he executes the judgment written concerning you. The judgment, the verdict of God concerning you is that you're blessed. The verdict of God concerning you is that you're healed. The verdict of God concerning you is that all things work together for your good. Hallelujah. So when you give God thanks, he executes the judgment written concerning you, concerning your issue. There is a sound that you release into the spirit realm. A sound that will say, thank you, Father. Because nobody else is going to die in this family. Thank you, Father. Because no one else is going to have a stroke in this house. Nobody is going to take drugs anymore. Because I release a new sound. You know, you've been releasing a sound of mourning and complaining. But when you stand in thanksgiving, you change the sound in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You say, Father, I release a sound of thanksgiving. And I declare that by the power of this thanksgiving, no more cancer in our family. No more divorce in our family. No more alcoholism in our family. No more sexual assault in our family. No more domestic violence in our family. No more mental issues in our family. No more depression in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When we are discouraged, we shout a shout of praise. You're not the first person to be discouraged. Jeremiah, a whole prophet of God, found himself in a place where God had given him an instruction. And things didn't go as he was instructed. And he got discouraged in his spirit. You can read it from the book of Jeremiah chapter 20 from verse 6 to 8. Where he now tells God that because of the disappointment I've experienced, I will no longer call your name. I am so disappointed because, God, I expected you to do differently. I am so disappointed, God, because I have been a faithful tither. So why did I lose my job? I'm so disappointed, God, that I've saved in your house and he still cheated on me. I'm so disappointed, God, because when they call for evangelists, in the days where nobody is going to tell people about Jesus, I am on the streets every day telling people about Jesus. So why this is happening to me? This is where Jeremiah found himself. Hallelujah. The reason why was because the enemy wanted to silence his shout. The enemy didn't want him to call the name of Jesus. Because the enemy knows that when we call the name of Jesus, bills are paid. When we call the name of Jesus, the sick are made healed. When we call the name of Jesus, atmosphere shifts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did his best not to say anything. But as you read your Bible, Jeremiah begins to shout on his own. And he says, Father, in spite of all my trying, your word is like fire in my bones. Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep quiet, but I can't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In spite of all the disappointments, he found himself running around shouting, Hallelujah. 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 Until people asked him, has God turned his situation around? Because the enemy, like Job's wife, wants you to curse God and die. That is why when you go through the most, and instead of cursing God and die, you lift up your voice and confuse the enemy. And you begin to say, thank you, Jesus. You must thank him until the neighbors ask, Kanutsweri lotona. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift up your voice and give God thanks until they ask, Haniba mutsepisheli nyalona. Lift up your voice and give God thanks until they ask, did she just get a contract? Hallelujah. Lift up your voice until they ask, honey, is she pregnant? Because they've been waiting all these years to see you pregnant. Give God thanks. And you say, it's not what I have or don't have. It's about who you are. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in this house that has a praise in their heart? If you are here, can you jump on your feet? Can you give God an enemy confusing praise? Can you give God a shout of victory? A shout of praise? A shout of victory? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. God. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory, God. We have seen you in our lives. We have seen you in our homes. We have seen you in this house. We have seen you save. We have seen you heal. We have seen you deliver. We have seen you restore. We have seen the weak become strong on this ground. We have seen the timid become bold in this ground. We've seen the hopeless become hopeful on this ground. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise, prayer answering God. You are wonderful, Father. Sithi udumo lukufanele. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.